Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement.
I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Ben Griffin. We kindly ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for such a warm welcome, Sister Danielle. Certainly today is the day the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing, and we are being glad in it. Today, I want to just share some of us that I hope and trust that we can receive it with conviction and be willing to share it. Likewise, with strong conviction. There's a word that we often use in the place of the word swear, and as Christians, we are taught not to swear. But there's a word that we have used in the substitute, which is called affirm. I affirm. And what does affirm mean? It means to have a strong conviction towards something. So I affirm, I believe, I'm certain, I am sure, I am convinced, I'm convicted that this is what should be done and why I should do it. And so we, Paul used this word in Romans when some people affirm or they hold a strong conviction towards what they are about. Finding in Romans chapter 3, that word is used. Also, we find that Paul used that word again in Titus chapter 3 and verse 8, and the word affirm is used again. And so he continuously said, faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. So Paul encouraged Timothy to affirm some things, and certainly something that we need to really take consideration, affirm. So we know that this word is a biblical word, and we must also affirm. In preaching, sometimes when we open our mouth for the first time in the sermon, we try to find some kind of catchy phrase that let people know that what we're about to say is God's word and it's God's truth. And I'll fix and I'll affirm that I will teach you the truth that you might be saved. You know, I've had one that I've used over the years and that I'll share it with you on this morning too, because we have to have certain beliefs and convictions about why we are Christians, why we attend the church of Christ, why we are doing what we're doing. And so mine is, God will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. No man has a monopoly on truth. It's only as we receive more of Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life, that we would ever have anything to share with others. The primary reason for the existence of the church in the world today is to reach the greatest number of people in the best possible way with the claims and teachings of Jesus Christ. It must be constantly remembered that the message of the church is the answer to the basic need of human life. When we talk about God will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, we find Paul mentions that in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4, where he does say, these exact words in that he makes it clear that Christ is the mediator between God and man, He says, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of our God, who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. See, we must understand that God is not against anyone. As 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9, God is not short concerning his promises. He doesn't count slackness, I mean, count slackness. God has all men to repent and come to the knowledge of the truth. So God doesn't want anyone to be saved. He wants men to repent and come to the knowledge of the truth, as you have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. You see, no man has a monopoly on truth. We find in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19, it talks about, said that none of the scriptures or the prophecies or the private interpretation, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. See, we must understand that the Bible was not written by one man, but it was written by a collective group of men. And they weren't just mere men. They were holy men which belonged to God. And they spake, or they spoke, they represented God as they were moved about or influenced while they were under the power or the influence of the Holy Spirit. We find that Jesus says in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one's come to the Father but by me. And in chapter 17 of John, he says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is true. Who's true? Christ is telling God, sanctify them through thy truth. See, truth is of God. God is truth. And Christ says, I am the way. And so we must be a fixer, only way. And that the word of God didn't originate with one man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And then we need to understand that the primary reason for the existence of the church in the world today, and once we understand why the church exists, then we'll function within the church, or we're going to help direct the local church in the direction to do what it was designed to do. That kind of all nonsense and all foolishness, if the leadership understands why the church exists. See, the primary reason for the existence of the church in the world today is to reach the greatest number of people in the best possible way with the claims and teaching of Jesus Christ. That's why we love our main passage of evangelism, go ye therefore and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Of course, our Great Commission passage, Matthew 16:18-28, go ye therefore and teach all this and baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so these commission passages tell us what the church, why the church exists. But there's a passage in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9, and it says that, and to make all men see what the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world was hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now the principalities and power in heavenly places, that may be known by the church, the manifold wisdom of God. And so the manifold wisdom of God is the responsibility that the church has to bear unto all the world. So as a church, we must understand that we have what the world needs, and that is the manifold wisdom of God. And we are commissioned to tell the entire world about the manifold wisdom of God. And so we are to reach the greatest number of people in the best possible way with the claims and teachings of Jesus Christ. But also, it must be constantly remembered that the message of the church is the answer to the basic needs of human life. Jesus said in John 8:30-31, he said, if you continue my words, then you are my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. See, Jesus came that the world might be free, but he had to die in order the world might be free. Paul says, I'm a debtor to the barbarian, to the Greek, and to the wise. For it's in me that I shall preach the gospel to you also, which are at Rome. He says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jews first, and also to the Greek. See, the church has become an incubator of the soul-saving message of heaven. And if we are not affixed, if we are not affirmed, then we will cheapen the church. The church is not to be cheapened. The church is under the headship of Christ. The church was bought up with the blood of Christ. The church is where reconciliation come from. The church is where sanctification takes place. And so the message of the church, now even though there are times that members of the church may say and do things that they ought not to, or people may adapt a view of the church that really is a false adaptation, that doesn't change the efficiency of the church. The church is rock solid. It's we who compose the church who have flaws, and people may be drawn to or away to the church because of the flaws in our life or the goodness in our life. But we must always remember that the church that Jesus built is rock solid. It was built upon a rock that was purchased with his blood. It's he who's the head of it, and he promised to save the world through the church. And so back to this affirmation, that I love to share with people, and that's why I'm sharing it with you for ways of encouragement. So we'll be affixed and affirmed that God will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. No man has a monopoly on truth. It is only as we receive more of Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life, that we will ever have anything to share with others. The primary reason for existence of the church in the world today is to reach the greatest number of people in the best possible way with the claims and teachings of Jesus Christ. It must be constantly remembered that the message of the church is the answer to the basic needs of human life. I hope I've encouraged you this morning with these gentle words and passages of scriptures, that you will have an affirmation. Start the day if you never really thought about it. Just go through the Word of God and choose some selected passages and really imbibe or embrace them and say, this is my mantra, this is my affirmation, this is what I want to share with people the first time I see them, let them know I'm on board, I'm all in with Christ. Let us pray. First of all, we're so thankful for this day. Thank you for this telecast, this ministry, those who supported and heading up and being a part of it. We just want to embrace this truth as your word is true. And as we ourselves are sanctified through that truth, and as we have been set free by your truth, as we will promote and propagate and proclaim your truth, realize we have the responsibility that this truth did not originate with any one person, but holy men of God. And that the only way to you is through your son, Jesus, because that's the only way to be sanctified, because you have all men to be saved and come to know the truth, and that we are not ashamed. Let folk know that we are about Jesus, that we are about you, because we possess your manifold wisdom, which we are commissioned to make known unto the world. So may God bless all those on this call this morning. We just ask for strength, renewal, conviction, and determination to be the church we have us to be and the Christians that you have us to be. We ask for these blessings in the Son, Christ Jesus' name. Amen.